Dermot and Dave with you, and our very important lady, her name is Noni, and she told us that she wouldn't be outside Thomond Park today, and instead she was going to Doonbeg Village. Noni, are you there?
Oh, can you hear me?
Noni, how's it going? It's Dermot and Dave.
How's it going, Kate?
Oh, we're great. You're in Doonbeg.
I am down at Doonbeg, you know, here with a very special friend of mine, a very special guest, you know.
Right.
I'll get him to say something, see if you know who he is. Here, say something nice about your holidays, will you?
The Irish are very smart, and they're very sharp, and I've dealt with them all my life, believe me, and nobody's smarter.
No way, have you got Donald Trump there?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's a sort of great pal of mine down these days.
Why is he here with you now?
Well, here, tell everyone what you said when you saw my pram full of chocolate.
Oh, that's sad to look at that. I want to buy it.
He's investing in my company.
Donald Trump is investing in your company.
Yeah, he's going to pour a whole pile of cash into it. I'll be have bounties coming out of my yin-yang.
Donald, I'd say that's a very exciting business proposition for you to join forces with Noni, is it?
I'm sort of looking to make a lot less money.
Right, yeah,
it's a very smart decision he's making.
And why have you chosen to work with Noni?
I respect women greatly.
Oh, thank you.
I respect women greatly. Yeah, I have great relationships to women. I mean, I've always gotten along very well with women.
Yeah.
I've always been very good from the standpoint of respecting women. And
really?
Women know that. They know that. They understand that.
Right.
Yeah, that's funny, because a minute ago you said you wanted to grab me by the...
And I didn't even apologize to my wife, who's sitting right here, because I didn't do anything.
Right, listen, you're an awful man, darling. You're an awful man, kid. Here, tell everybody what about the meal we've been having.
I was sitting at the table. We had finished dinner. We're now having dessert.
Yeah, delicious.
And we had the most beautiful piece of chocolate cake that you've ever seen.
Beautiful bit of chocolate cake.
Hang on. Sorry, Mr. Trump, how exactly do you pronounce chocolate cake?
Chocolate cake.
What?
Chocolate cake.
Yeah, chocolate. Everybody says chocolate these days,
Steph. Certainly
do. Yeah, but listen, anyway, go on, tell him what's been happening.
And I was given the message from the generals that the ships are locked and loaded.
What
do you do?
What ships?
We should have probably explained to you, right? Do you know the way Tip are looking pretty good in the hurling this year?
Yeah.
And we want Liam McCarthy to stay Shannon side, you know what I mean?
So, Noni.
So myself and Donald have a great idea, and we're going to launch a load of missiles at and blow up Tipperary. 3-1, fire! That's job done, isn't it?
Oh my God, Noni, that's a terrible thing to do.
I think it's done.
We've just fired 59 missiles, all of which hit, by the way, unbelievable, from, you know, hundreds of miles away, all of which hit. And I want you to know that.
Come on, Daniel, that's it. So it's less up tip, more blow up tip. That's what we're thinking.
Thanks, Noni.
Good luck.
Dermot and Dave on Today FM.